After I got done playing outside, I decided to come back into the house. I ventured upstairs, and I knocked on the door. Mulan, Mulan, not Mulan like the Disney movie, but Mulan, like Melania. Melania, my dearest sweet schmookums, do you mind if I come in there and see how you're doing? I waited 30 seconds for a response. Got none. I just went ahead and burst through the door. Melania! Melania! Is everything okay? I exclaimed. No, it's not, I said to myself, because I looked on the bed. All I saw were rumpled up covers, but no wife of mine was there. Went to the bathroom, knocked on the door. Melania, Melania, hey Melania, my sweetheart. I'm coming in and I'm covering my eyes. Melania, are you in here? Cough for yes, cough twice for no. I didn't hear anybody cough. Then I realized if she was there, she probably just would have answered me and said, Donald Trump, baby, I'm here. And then I realized she couldn't cough twice if she wasn't in there. I then went downstairs into the kitchen. Melania, Melania, would you happen to be in the kitchen making me a hoagie? Are you in here? Please tell me you're making me a hoagie. Nope. She wasn't in there. So then I got my cell phone and dialed up her friend, Krista. Krista, Krista. She's her Avon lady. Krista, have you seen Melania today? Have you fulfilled any orders and sold her any Avon? No, I haven't, and I'm not her Avon lady. Click. That clicking noise was me acting like the phone call had ended. I then ran out on our 4-acre lawn. Melania, Melania, are you in our garden? I looked and the gardener was there. I said, John, where's Melania? And Paul answered me and said, I don't know where she is. I never did see her today. But I do know this. You've been calling me John for 14 years. I've been your gardener for that long. And my name is still Paul. I quit. And I said, John, stay with me one more year, and I'll give you a cash advance of $13,000. He took the bait like a monkey staring at a fishing hook with a banana on it. So after that, I caught a cab, went down to her favorite stores, and I started to look. Melania, my wife, my love, my everything, are you in this Ann Taylor store? Are you in here or what? No response. I then checked Five Below because she likes to be frugal with our money. Melania, please tell me that you're in here and found a super good deal on some earrings or something. Maybe a phone case. Still no Melania. I checked the arcade. She wasn't there. I checked Dave and Buster's. Not there. I even checked Auntie Anne's pretzel stand. Still no sign of my wife. After I was done eating my pecan cinnamon swirled pretzel, I decided, let's just go home. I'm sure she'll come home to me. But then I thought, is this what Nemo's dad would have done in Finding Nemo? Absolutely not. I had to think like Nemo's dad for a minute. So I wandered off to the pet store, stared into the fish tank of a goldfish. That was the closest thing to a clownfish in the store. As I was staring at the fish, someone bumped into me and exclaimed, oh my goodness, I'm so... Donald, it was my wife, Melania. I couldn't believe that she was here. And I said, Melania, Melania, I can't believe you're here. And she said, let me give you a big kiss on the cheek, because we're in public, and I don't want to get too much PDA going on. So she smooched my right cheek, and I said, "Hun, why are you in this pet store to begin with?" And she said, "I wanted to go and get you a fish tank to express how sorry I was that I skipped out on watching Finding Nemo with you. So I wanted to fill it with gravel, toy pirate ships, a little house for the fish, and most importantly, water. Melania, this is the greatest gift anyone has ever given me." So then we went home, set up our fish tank, and we started naming each and every fish. "We'll name that one John Carter, like from that one Disney movie, John Carter. I want to name this one Blake Shelton, because it looks big and full of heart. That one is definitely Kelly Ripa. John Stamos, Bob Saget, Dave Coulier, DJ Tanner, Stephanie." Melania stopped me and she said, "Are you just going to name the rest of these fish after the actors and characters from Full House?" And I said, "Of course not. I'll start naming them more serious names. Michelle." "Honey," Melania said. And then I said, "What? What's wrong with naming our last fish Michelle? Obama." And then we just had a laugh. A good old laugh. Thanks, guys, for tuning into this podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. And I'm so glad to tell you that I found my wife, Melania. Now, who's up to watch Frozen?